My name is Avery Ruffin, and you're listening to The Nancy Ruffin Show.
You are tuned in to The Nancy Ruffin Show, a digital global classroom where individuals across all ages, backgrounds, and career levels tune in for guidance and motivation to live life on their own terms. Hosted by award-winning author, transformation coach, and the self-proclaimed Latina Oprah, The Nancy Ruffin Show is where inspiring thought leaders, modern-day influencers, and social game changers come to discuss their own personal journeys and have real conversations about the journey to success. It's where the next generation of leaders come to tap into their potential, ignite their fire, and expand their self-awareness. So if you're ready to power up and blaze trails of positive change, then you're in the right place. Let's get started. Welcome back and Happy New Year! We are in a new year, we are in a new decade. I am Nancy Ruffin and you are tuned in to the very first episode of 2020. Thank you for checking for us, thank you for tuning in. This is The Nancy Ruffin Show and as always, I am excited to be here. I'm glad that you have chosen to spend the next 30 minutes of your day with me. But I digress. I hope you guys have had an amazing start to the new year. I hope that your new year started off exactly as you wanted to. And if it didn't, then I have good news for you. Because you still have 360 more days to make this year what you want it to be. So this past weekend, I actually held my very first strategic vision board workshop of the year. I only have one other strategic visioning workshop scheduled for 2020. That's happening on January 18th in Brooklyn in the Dumbo area. So if for whatever reason you missed the opportunity to attend the workshop I had on January 4th at Spiritually Sparkled, we still have some tickets available to the January 18th workshop, and I am excited to have you join us should you be ready and willing to commit to yourself this year. Because I will tell you, everybody's not ready. A lot of people talk about readiness and talk about, you know, this year is going to be the best year of their life. And we always start off with the great intentions, but somewhere along the line, as the year goes by and as the days pass us by, we somehow, or for whatever reason, lose focus. And a lot of us just don't. We don't follow through on the things that we say, which is why for me, the workshop is really important. Because I understand and I recognize that as human beings and as individuals who not only, you know, live life, we go through life. Life happens, and sometimes life kind of throws us off track. So my workshop is designed specifically to help you create a sustainable action plan so that when things happen, you don't get as easily derailed and lose focus so much that you're not able to get back on track. And this past weekend, as with all of my workshops, we had an amazing group of women. We originally had 32 women who had purchased tickets. And as always, with almost every single event that I have ever facilitated, six women between Friday and Saturday, the actual day of the event, send me messages for whatever reason, canceling because they couldn't make it. And it really sucks, right? Not only because they weren't able to show up for themselves and be present and take advantage of the investment that they made for themselves, but when they cancel and when they do things like that, they take up space that could have been provided to another individual who really wanted to be in the room. And, you know, I appreciate them reaching out and letting me know that they couldn't make it. I mean, it's better that they reach out than just not show up at all. But when you reach out to me last minute like that, there's nothing I can do to fill those seats or to give the opportunities to someone else, because it's such short notice, you know, and it's hard to say to somebody, oh, hey, a spot suddenly opened up on the day of the event, especially when we're talking about women, you know, who have multiple responsibilities. Many of them have children, so they have to, you know, prepare for childcare. It's not as easy as just filling the spot, which is why I don't offer refunds, just because you have to be accountable for your own self and for your lack of action. And, you know, a number of them asked me if they could instead use the ticket for the January 18th event. But I can't, because I make, especially for the January 18th event, that event has limited amount of seats. The venue that I chose specifically because I wanted to have a more intimate experience. And there are only 20 seats available. And so I can't accommodate the 6 women who weren't able to show up for the January 4th event, not because I don't want to, but because I don't have the space to. And I don't want to take the opportunity from an individual who really wants to be there and is going to make every effort to attend, and give it to individuals who have already proven to me that they dropped the ball, right? So if you didn't show up for the first workshop, why would I believe and trust that you're going to show up to the second one if I gave you a seat that I could be giving to someone who really wants to be there? You know, and so this is just a part of the work also. It's part of us taking accountability for our actions and for the things that we say that we want. Now, I get it. There are certain things that happen to us in life that are really beyond our control, right? Especially when it comes to situations with children. I have kids, so I know that there are times when I have all the intentions of showing up somewhere and I bought tickets to do certain things and I can't go at the last minute because my kid got sick, right? And that's no fault of my own, but it's not an excuse either. Like, I have to just understand that I'm losing out on the experience that I originally wanted to be a part of. And so I lose out on the ticket, I lose out on the experience, but it's something that I have to contend with because I am a mom and I have my responsibilities are first to my children and to my family. And then there are other situations, you know, where we ourselves get sick. I have often been sick on the days of my events, my days of my workshops. I have facilitated workshops when I've had bronchitis, right? But I have to show up, not only because I make the commitment, you know, but to others, but to myself as well. I can't just not show up to something because I'm sick. I have to be able to push through it. And I do, and I always give kick-ass workshops. And then when I go home, I rest and I give myself the time needed to recover. But these are all things, they're individual choices, and it's just how I'm made up. It's my own ethic and my own, you know, the way that I do business. And so for those of you who were not able to attend the workshop and you purchased tickets, I'm so sorry that you were not able to attend. You were definitely missed. And I'm sorry that I cannot accommodate you, you know, on the workshop for the 18th. However, as I said to, you know, to the ones that reached out to me, if by some miracle I end up having additional space, meaning that someone else cancels and is not able to attend, then I will be more than happy to accommodate those of you that missed out on the January 4th workshop. But it's part of my policy. I don't do refunds, and I don't allow people to transfer their tickets to other events if they missed the event that they bought the ticket for. You know, and I do that because you have to respect my business, and you have to respect the amount of work that I put into creating the workshops, to making sure the date of the workshop, you know, you have the tools and resources necessary to be effective. There's so much cost that go into putting these events together. You know, the venue costs money, supplies cost money, food and refreshments that I provide cost money. And I do all of these things based on the number of people who purchase tickets and say that they're going to attend. So when I get people who drop out the last minute, it ends up costing me. So you have to respect my business. You have to respect the things that are in place. And you have to give me the same respect that you would give, you know, any other event that you purchase tickets to. You know, so if you go to a concert, you purchase tickets to a concert, and for whatever reason, you're sick that day and you can't make it, you're not gonna contact Ticketmaster asking, hey, I missed this concert, but can I use my ticket for the concert you're having next week? Right? You're not gonna do that. So, you know, just honor the work that I do the same way that you would honor, you know, these huge celebrities and huge stars that we invest a lot of our money into seeing as well. But I digress. I just really wanted to talk a little bit about the workshop, because we are in the beginning of the year. Everyone is setting intentions. Everyone has, you know, they're ready to put their best foot forward and really take action. But I challenge you. I challenge you to look at yourself, to look at your behaviors, you know, and see in what ways you might be sabotaging yourself, or ways that you have sabotage yourself in the past, right? And identify those behaviors and start thinking about what you can start doing this year to eliminate those bad habits and those bad behaviors, so that you can really step into this year and make it the best year of your life. So actually this week, what I wanted to talk about was about dreaming big and how many times we limit ourselves and our dreams just because we were never challenged to dream bigger. And so we just dream small. We ask for small things because we don't believe that we can get or that we deserve these big, huge, quote unquote, impossible dreams. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into this conversation and I'm going to challenge you to dream bigger for 2020. So sit tight. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you tuned in? Because I am. It's the Nancy Ruffin Show.
Welcome back. Thank you for sticking around. You are tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show. If you haven't already done so, I would highly recommend, I actually strongly encourage you to make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're listening on Apple iTunes, I humbly ask that you not only subscribe, but that you also give us a rating and leave us a review. Just want to get that out of the way before we get into our topic, because as I continue to provide this amazing content for you, it would be really great if our numbers would reflect that. And the way that we can affect the numbers is by making sure that we are being made visible to other listeners who are on Apple iTunes. And that happens when you leave a rating, when you leave a review. All of those things affect the algorithm, and as such, make our podcast that much more visible to others. So again, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a loyal supporter. And if you haven't already done so, make sure that you share the podcast with your network, with your friends. Make sure that you leave a rating, a review, a comment. If you love it, let us know that you love it. If there's specific things you want me to talk about on the podcast, say that as well. But I really need for you to be involved here. This is a relationship that we are establishing. You tune in every week, and I promise to deliver the content that you want. So now that we got that out of the way, I want to talk about this idea of dreaming big. And why is it that so many of us struggle with dreaming big. We limit our dreams to our level of understanding or our level of our ability to achieve or accomplish certain things and how feasible it would be. And I wonder where that comes from. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this today was because over the weekend in my workshop, one of the exercises that I have the women do is write a letter to themselves, like 10 years in the future. So we were like fast forwarding to 2030. And I wanted them to think about what their lives would be like 10 years from now. All of the things that they would have accomplished, where they envision themselves being as far as their career, as far as relationships, homes that they own, just really painting the bigger picture of where they see themselves 10 years from now. And for some of the women, it was a real struggle for them to see anything big for themselves. I mean, I even had one woman who ultimately what she wanted was to find love and be in a healthy, loving relationship. And she struggled with sharing the letter with the group because she felt that a part of it was stupid. And it really got me to thinking about why she was so ambivalent to share and why she perceived in her mind that the rest of us would believe that her dream or her vision, you know, wasn't worthy of being had. And when we think about love, you know, this individual prides herself on being very independent and not having to need a man and being, you know, self-sufficient within herself and loving herself. And she does all of these things really well. But she felt that by asking for love or even wanting love from a partner, that it was somehow negating her own self-love and her own strength and her own independence. And what I needed to remind her was that feeling love, wanting to be loved, is an innate human need. And if you look up Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, the basic foundation of the things that we need, it has to do with love, with safety, you know, protection, food, all of those are the basic things that we need as human beings to survive. And love is one of them. So it has nothing to do with being dependent on a man or needing a man, you know, but we all want to feel loved and we have a right to feel loved. But as we were going through the room and the different women were sharing their letters to themselves, I felt that they were really limiting their dreams to what they could understand and what they could comprehend that they could achieve. They weren't really thinking outside of the box. They weren't really dreaming big. And I think a part of that really comes from how we're raised, you know, culturally, especially for myself. I'm speaking specifically being a person of Latin heritage, being a woman. Historically, we have never been taught to want more than what we currently have. Many of us have grown up in survival mode, right? So we're just struggling to survive and to stay alive. We've never had the luxury of dreaming, let alone dreaming big and thinking about these amazing huge things that we could somehow, you know, someday have. And it saddened me a little bit because when I think about some of the people who are most successful, and I always go back to Oprah because, you know, she's my idol. She's like the mentor in my head, the person that I look to and I try to model my own path, you know, based on some of the things, the blueprint that she has established. When we look at Oprah and we look at how she started, she was a poor Black girl growing up in the South. This is a woman who was raped and sexually abused as a child. This is a woman who has struggled with her weight you know, the majority of her public career that we've seen of her, she's been very open and honest about that. And where she is today wasn't where she always was. This was a woman who was poor. She literally has worked for every single thing that she has earned. And now she, you know, builds schools in Africa. She is one of the most philanthropic individuals, you know, in the world, giving away so much money to all of these different causes. And I think if memory serves me right, she's a billionaire. So here you have a woman who had nothing, and yet she dared to dream the biggest, most impossible dream for herself and manifested it through the work that she did every single day. This is a woman who started off as a newscaster. She used to, you know, give you the news in Chicago, and she parlayed that gift into getting her own talk show, her syndicated talk show that she hosted for 25 years. And it was because of the Oprah Winfrey Show that she has been able to do so much. And so I challenge you today, what does your dream look like? What have you been limiting yourself to, and why? Why are you limiting yourself to such a small dream? Why not think about the most biggest and possible thing that you can't comprehend, that you can't understand could ever happen to you, but that if you allowed yourself to dream that big, could actually start putting out into the universe and setting in motion something that could absolutely not just change your life, but change the lives of so many other people. When we think about Oprah, what she's accomplished, right? She's accomplished so much in her own life. But think about all of the people that she has been able to help and touch by just honoring who God called her to be, by honoring her gifts, by being courageous enough to share her gifts and her talents with the world, even when she was afraid, even when being honest and transparent and vulnerable is so hard. Do you think that it's hard? Do you think that it's easy for an overweight Black woman to put her whole self out there for the public? You know, she opens herself up to be ridiculed, to be judged, you know, for all of these things that we all struggle with as human beings because it's human nature. And yet she didn't allow any of what others would say about her to stop her from honoring who God created her to be. And she's been using her God-given gifts to change the world. And so I ask you today, like, what are you holding on to? What gift has God given you that you're not sharing with others, that you're holding back from because you're afraid of what people might say? You don't believe in yourself. Maybe you don't feel like you're enough. Maybe you don't think you look the way someone should look. You are preventing the world from the gift that God has given you. And so I keep asking you, what is that dream that you have? What was the dream that maybe you had as a child that you somehow put to the back burner because someone told you that it was impossible? Or maybe someone along the way, or maybe it's just yourself, led you to believe that people like you don't do things like that, whatever that is. What lie have you internalized that is preventing you from really reaching for the stars, even going beyond the stars, you know, and out of the galaxy? That the world is so vast, and yet we limit ourselves and our dreams to the small area of Earth that we occupy at the moment, not realizing that we have the whole world, that the world is our option, that we don't have to stay where we are right now, that at any moment we have the freedom to pursue anything that our heart desires. And yet we are shackling ourselves to where we are right now. And for 2020 and every year beyond, I want you to start thinking and living limitless. I want you to want more for yourself. I want you to want more out of life. I want you to expect more from the people that you're surrounding yourself with. If the people around you have small minds and have small dreams, then you need to put yourself in other circles with people who have big dreams, who have limitless thinking, who are going to push you and encourage you to chase that dream that you've been running from or hiding from. I want you to stop living in scarcity. Stop believing that there isn't enough success, that there isn't enough of anything or whatever in this world to go around, that we somehow have to hoard the little bit that we have, because if we let it go, there isn't going to be more. When you focus on scarcity, you're calling more of that into your life. When you focus on abundance, you're calling more of that into your life. You have to speak into the universe what you want. You have to ask God for what you want. You have to ask for the impossible. The thing that you think could never happen to you, that's the thing that you have to put out into the universe. That's what you have to pray for. That's what you have to ask God for. That's what you have to work for. And you may not know how you're going to get it. You may not know how you're going to get, you know, to that ultimate goal. But if you put the vision out there, if you put it out there, if you talk about it, and you start doing the work day by day, one step at a time, 10 years from now, who knows where you could be? People, let me tell you, when I first started calling myself the Latina Oprah, and I still get it, people, it makes people uncomfortable when I say it. And in the beginning, I would be embarrassed to say it because I would wonder and I would think, what would people say about me? Who does she think she is to want to be like Oprah? And let me just clarify, like, I don't want to be Oprah. I want to be bigger than Oprah. I want to be, I want my reach, my influence, everything, my presence to be bigger than Oprah. And I choose Oprah because for me, she is the pinnacle right now of where I see myself going. Right? I want to be able to change the world in the way that she has done, but I want to be bigger. So imagine if I limited myself to, let's say, and for the millennials, you might not even know who this is, but for those of you who are my age, Sally Jesse Raphael, you might not even know who she is, right? Ricky Lake, you might not remember who she is, but these are all women who had talk shows on TV during the same time that Oprah was on. But where are they now? Nobody knows. You don't hear about them anymore. And not saying that the work that they did wasn't important, but where are they now? And so I could set my sights, right, and say I want to be the next Sally Jesse Raphael, or I want to be the next Ricky Lake. Or even to put it into context with someone for today, maybe I want to be the next Wendy Williams. But for me, Wendy Williams hasn't done enough yet. These people haven't done enough yet. And I don't want to limit my success to their success. I want to reach for who I believe has had the most success. And then I want to surpass that. So yes, I'm dreaming big because I believe I deserve to dream big because I am worthy of that kind of success. I'm worthy of that bigness. And I want you to feel like you're worthy of that as well. So I want you to revisit the goals that you have set for yourself for this year, for 5 years from now, for 10 years from now, and make them bigger. Make them impossible. Dream the impossible dream. And then today, start working towards that dream, right? Because it's not going to happen overnight. You're not just going to reach this impossible success from one day to the other. You're going to have work to do. But if you don't dream big, then you're never going to know the steps you have to take to get there. And you're never going to put yourself in the spaces or around the people or in the experiences that are going to help you get to where you want to go. But you have to want more. You have to believe that you deserve more. And you can't let the small minds of those around you talk you out of your dreams. And if your dreams don't scare you, you're not dreaming big enough. And if you can accomplish your dream without God, you're not dreaming big enough. My dreams are so big that I know I can't accomplish them without God. I need God to elevate me so that I can have the success that I know that I deserve and that I want. My dreams can only happen with God. And that's how I know my dreams are big. Because if you can make your dreams happen without God, you're limiting yourself and you're limiting your potential. And if we believe, and if my faith tells me that I was created in the image of God. And I know that God, in all his miraculous power, created the entire universe from nothing, then I know that the God that lives in me and the power that lives in me gives me that same power to create something huge out of nothing in my own life. And so I want to leave you with that word. The power that created the universe is the same power that lives in you. And if God created everything in this world, then you can do the same. So with that, mi gente, I am going to end this episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. I hope that I left you with something to think about. I would love to hear your thoughts on this message. And until next time, go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show.